there's a very strange back and forth of a discussion in the Siddur of Rabbi Shlomo ben Gemaisha. He says over there, he wrote his own Siddur, and when he gets to the Al Nisim of Purim, he gets into a discussion that he shouldn't say Al HaMulchomis, because he says, Lo Yisparish Ma Mulchomis Hoyisham. Then he says, Ve'efsha, it says that they killed out 75,000 people, and they were all Amalekim, so maybe you could say Al HaMulchomis. So what's so not moving is, what's his kasha, what's his teres, what's the kasha saying Al HaMulchomis? If there was a Muhammad there, and in his teres he's only happy because they were Amalekim, like, what does he mean to say over in his kasha and his teres? So what it looks like is Gan's claw is that his kasha is that if you bound in the Megillah, it says Ve'ish loy omad b'fneihem, that means to say that nobody showed up to war. The pachad Ayyudim aleim was so stark that as much as they planned to come to war, nobody showed up. Ish loy omad b'fneihem. So that's not called a Muhammad. That means to say that whoever the 75,000 people that got killed, Klal Yisrael hunted them down and made a pogrom on them, but that's not Muhammad. If you have an execution squad that's going after people, that's not a Muhammad. So he says, how could you say Allah Muhammad if nobody came to war? There was no war zone. And that is Tarek says that Vibalti were Amalekim. So Ba'amalek is Muhammad Allah Hashem, Ba'amalek Midor Dor. There's a constant strife of Muhammad going on with all the forces of Ra that Amalek are Mekayim with them, it sees. So my male Abad, you can write Muhammad because they were Amalekim. But if they wouldn't be Amalekim, you wouldn't be able to say the word Muhammad. That's L'chay Kafi Anira, what he's trying to say. And that makes sense. That's very Misyashiv. The problem is, what's the pshat that nobody showed up to the war? What's the pshat that Ishli Omad Bifneim, that the Amalekim didn't come? The Amalekim's Mahalach is, even though they know they'll be Nichven, they know they'll be killed and crushed, they'll still come. They're jihadists. That's the main point of the Rashi Hashakocha, in the Skaram Batya. This, that they know that they're going to lose and they're going to die and they're in fear, is not a reason for them not to come. Because they knew then that they were under the fear of death and they still came. They knew that the Batya was a Sachas. They knew it'd be Nichra. So if you're an Erlach HaMaleki, you show up, that's not a reason not to show. So what's the pshat in the pasuk of Ish lo yomad bifneihem, that nobody came to the war? Why are they not coming? So there's welcome to say a very stark pshat like this. Let's first talk about the Rashi for a minute. The Rashi is saying that it was makara b'ambati bifnei achirim. You see a guy going into ambati b'sachas and being nichve, it cools it off. The guy be somebody else. Is that so? I know a Rashi in the beginning of Achimois that says b'diyuk hafuch. Rashi over there is talking about the tzav ta'ara not to go to kochi kochim, and Achimois shnei bnei ar. Zok Rashi afenot. Why did he mention that it was the misa shnei bnei ar? Moshe to a roifi that tells a chayla, don't eat this and don't eat that. It's not good for you. Another roifi says, don't eat this and don't eat that. Shloi Thomas kederach shemeis plenty. Zagashi Ezer Raifi was Mazar Zayasa. The one who gave an illustration of the man who died because he didn't follow the instructions of the doctor, he's giving a much stronger Ziras. That's the Rashi. So that's why to remind him of Nadav Avihu's death, that they met their fate by being Nichlis to the Mokum, where they shouldn't be Nichlis. So if you see somebody walking into a fire and being Nishaf, that's Mazaras Yaisa, not to go to the fire. So back to the Rashi. There was Ambati Risachas, and everybody knew they'd be Nichve. But this Belial that got burnt and he was talking Nichve was Mekarit Lefnei Achirim. According to Rashi and Achirim, it should be Mechazik Lefnei Achirim. It just doesn't clap. And more than that, Rashi sounds like that this whole Chamimus Ambati was really a hoax. It was just a Dimin Kaisev. And if somebody could call the bluff, then it'll work. I mean, I thought there was a real Metzias that Klal Yisrael was on fire, and you couldn't touch them. How could you call it off? It was just a dimming case of the whole thing. It wasn't for real. If it's for real, then it's just there, no matter what. It's all just like a psychological play on people's minds. I thought there's a real kayach over here. So I've had the pshat in the minyan is like this. There's a huge nafka mina if the ambat yisroi sachas, because it's on the coals right now, it's right now on the fire, or right now it's off the fire and just retaining the chamimas that it had from the time that it was on the fire. When a person jumps into the ambatya while it's on the fire, he's going to be nichve and everybody else is going to get a seichus never to go near it again. That's like Thomas Kedar Shemay's point. And there's no way of being metzanet. No way to do it. But if it's off the fire and it's only retaining your chamimas, then the first guy tag is nichve, but then it could be mekarit b'fnei achir. So Madame Feshtein, that at that time, the chamimas on Bati came from Kriyas Yamsuf. But by the time Amoli came, it was already off the fire. There were tainus and klaius all that. They were saying, Ayesh Hashem, because they were Moyen, they were being mistapik for Cheshish, and there was off Yudayim and Atayra. There were tainus on klaius all that time. That made it that it's only the old chamimas of the impression from Kriyas Yamsuf, but it was talking about Aleish. It was Husami Aleish. Bizman Purim, after the Kanais Kala Yehudim and after the Chuvan, the Divrei Tzaymiz, Vizak Kosim, and after all that, we were on the fire. We were Aleish Mamish. So an Amaleki would definitely not come to be Nichve, because if he's going to be Nichve, he's going to be Mechamimit Eitzlacher. He will not be Mekarit Eitzlacher. Not only won't be Mekarit, but it'll be Loy Thomas Kedar Shemayis Plenty and Plenty. That'll be the last thing that they'd want to do is to be Mosev Yirah Shemayim Devriyah. So Ish Loy Omad Befneim, nobody would show up, and even though they would attack the loyal Amalekim, Klaizer was down on the fire. When the Megillah says, Nofel Pachad Yehudim Aleim, it means to say that it was replaced again on the fire. There was always a Sigil Yirah Shemayim that happened by the Kriyas Yamsuf that the Umas were afraid. Now again, they got afraid. There was something that put it on the fire. That's what he's trying to say. Omemelo daf v'shtein that every year, b'chol shana v'shana, when Klaizer will come to Zman Purim, and they do the avodah ketikuna from the tiniest and the mitzvah sayyim ketikuna with the kim of the kibble, Klaizer has the ability to put themselves back on the fire and take it to make a year and a pachet by everyone. That's the big aliyah. If we get to a kim of a kibble, it means we are not hot because we were hot and we once said Nasim and Ishma. We're not retaining an old chamimus. We are invigorating ourselves with a new chamimus. That was the Kabbalah Bikfiya. This is the Kabbalah Baratzim. So we're not just retaining the old heat over here. This, the Pisgah of the Avodah from Purim is to come to another Kim of Kibbalah Baratzim. That's a Tetzor, that's Pasha being Al-Ish.